Pastor Lauer from Our Saviors Lutheran Church in Mankato, which brings you this brief broadcast each Sunday morning at this same time. Our Saviors is located at 1103 North Broad Street in Mankato. That's just across the street from Franklin Elementary. During these times of pandemic, our regular services are indoors at 8 and 10:30 a.m. We also have a parking lot service at 9:15. Please join us for Christian worship, education, fellowship, and service.
Loves you.
Jesus loves me, yes I know, 'cause the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, we are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, he who died, heaven's gate to open wide. If I love him when I die, he will take me home on high. Yes.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, through our Lord and our King, Jesus. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this week yet again we have another parable. And not just that, another parable that involves a field, another parable that involves planting and growing and harvesting. This week, once again, we have Jesus telling us something about the kingdom of heaven and what it's like. And on that point, what exactly is the kingdom of heaven like? Before we look at Jesus' teaching and what he has to offer us in this parable this morning, there is one thing I'd like to make perfectly clear. When Jesus teaches us about the kingdom of heaven, he is not, and I repeat, he is not telling us something about a place that we will go to when we die. In fact, when Jesus talks about the kingdom of heaven, he's not even really talking about a place in the normal way that we would think of a place. It might help you to remember that the kingdom of heaven is sort of a stand-in, sort of the same thing as the kingdom of God or God's kingdom. And a kingdom, of course, is the place that a king has control of. It's the place where a king does his reigning. So a king controls territory. But even more so, and perhaps more importantly, the king controls the members, the people under his control within his territory. So a king controls land, yes, but even more so, he controls the people under his authority, whether or not they happen to be standing on his property at any given moment. And remember this, Jesus is the king. He is the one who came into this world to build a kingdom. That was the whole purpose of his death and resurrection and ascension into heaven, that Jesus has been crowned king. And in fact, the purpose of his earthly ministry was to go around and proclaim that this kingdom had come, that it had come in him, and that he was now reigning. And this is exactly what Jesus has been doing in the Gospel of Matthew up to the point where we hit these parables this morning. He's been going around and proclaiming that the kingdom of God is here. And he's here to rule it. But there's been a bit of a problem, which prompts Jesus to give us these parables. People see Jesus proclaiming this kingdom, proclaiming himself king, and they don't think that his kingdom looks all that royal. They don't see a bunch of people lining up and offering him tribute. They don't see knights coming from faraway lands to offer him their services. And they certainly don't see him conquering any territory, which are all things that you would expect a mighty king to do. And this is exactly why Jesus offers us these parables. He wants to address this problem that people have with his kingdom and the way that it's coming. So what is this new reign of God that Jesus has come to bring to this earth about, according to Jesus and our parable? Well, it just so happens that it's like a man who has a field. He goes out into the field and he plants a whole bunch of good seed. But then while he and his workers are sleeping, his enemy comes to the field, spreads a whole bunch of weeds around, and runs away again. Well, eventually his farmhands notice that now all of a sudden there's all these weeds growing in the field. And they know that their master wouldn't plant bad seed, so they go and ask him what happened. And he tells them, an enemy has done this. So they ask if they should go ahead and pull out all of the weeds. But the master tells them he'd rather that they be patient. He doesn't want them to harm any of the good grain, so he tells them instead that they will sort it all out at harvest time. Now, thankfully, in our gospel lesson for this morning, Jesus himself offers us an explanation of this parable. He tells us what the little parts mean. So this is what he has to say about it. The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. And the good seed is the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the close of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are gathered and burned with fire, so will it be at the close of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all lawbreakers, and throw them into the fiery furnace. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear. So from this parable and Jesus' explanation of it, what should we take away about our King, Jesus, and his kingdom that he has brought here to us? First, all of us, all of you, each and every one of you should be acutely aware that you are now this very day a citizen of God's new kingdom. Jesus came to establish a kingdom and to build a kingdom, and that is precisely what he did. And to this very day, through the proclamation of his word, through the administration of his holy sacraments, he continues brick upon brick to build that kingdom. Down to this very day, new territory is being added. New citizens are being enrolled. But for us gathered here, who know we are present residents of Christ's kingdom, there's a more pointed point. We learn that this kingdom of God that we now inhabit doesn't look the way that we would expect it to. And even more so, Jesus tells us why. We heard from Jesus that in this present age, the devil and his minions are dead set against his kingdom. We learned that their every attempt, that all of their efforts are aimed at preventing this kingdom from coming on earth as it is in heaven. They will stop at nothing to stop the advance and the growth of Christ's kingdom. So those of us that now live in this kingdom would be forgiven for looking around at times and think that perhaps they've gotten the upper hand. It's easy for us who live in the kingdom to look around, to poke our heads up and see a whole bunch of weeds. Not the good fruit that we might expect. But Jesus, in this parable, also gives us good reason to hope. Because he tells us that in the age to come, this is not how his kingdom will look. On the last day, when he finally returns to put everything right, that's just what he'll do. All the weeds will be pulled up, all the good grain will be left. He's going to send his workers to root all of the weeds out of the field. He's going to separate the wheat from the weeds, and all the wheat will shine like the sun in the kingdom of our Father, while the weeds will be bundled and thrown into the fire. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, remember today and always that you are a citizen of God's kingdom. Even when you suffer, even when you despair, even when it looks like there's nothing but weeds all around you. But take heart. Rejoice. Because one day soon our Lord will return. And on that day, he's going to remove all the weeds. They will be cast into the fire. But on that day, we will shine like the sun in the kingdom of our Father forever and ever. Amen.
If you'd like to know more about our Saviors in Mankato, you can find us on the web at www.oslcmankato.org.